It's a Tuesday. You know what that means. It's time for the Dial a Doc program here today. And joining us here today from FHN and also the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN Memorial Hospital, Dr. Arshad Sheikh is with us here today. Dr. Sheikh, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Good to be here. Thanks for being here. I really appreciate it. And obviously, you're here for a reason, and it's because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You come to us from the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center. You are a provider in medical oncology. How has the much greater awareness of breast cancer had an impact on the findings and the treatment of cases and better results, Doc? Give us kind of an overview.
I think breast cancer awareness is really a phenomenon that, you know, we've been experiencing and witnessing nationally. You know, much of the increased awareness of breast cancer, I feel, really has been fueled by social media and the outspokenness and reach of many prominent celebrities and others in society of influence who have really continued to support and sometimes even spearhead endeavors for breast cancer awareness. So all this awareness has really helped women tremendously to be proactive and to be cognizant of their own self-breast exams. And it has actually helped them to adhere to mammogram screening protocols. So all of this has really led to earlier detection, which thereby has improved outcomes for women.
I don't think it's very well known, but there are different types of breast cancer. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, absolutely they are. And, you know, it really depends on how you look at it. You know, I can really just classify it in two broad classifications. You know, how a breast cancer appears under the microscope or structurally is what we call how it appears morphologically. And so that's one way of classifying types of breast cancer. So these different structural types can have different risk levels and also behavior patterns. Now, with that said, more than 90% of invasive breast cancers are what we call invasive ductal breast cancers. Now, the other broad way of looking or classifying breast cancers is based on how it stains for certain receptors in the laboratory. So all of this typically is determined from a biopsy. And then these breast cancers are categorized whether they stain positive for hormones such as estrogen or progesterone, and whether or not they stain for a specific receptor in breast cancers called HER2-new, which if that stains positive, women tend to have a more aggressive biology of breast cancer. And then there's also something that people hear on the radio and sometimes even watch TV shows where they talk about something called triple negative breast cancer, which is basically women who are completely negative for both hormones and are also negative for that HER2 receptor. And sometimes those women who have triple negative breast cancer can have more aggressive disease. And sometimes they require a slightly more aggressive chemotherapy protocol.
We're talking to Dr. Sheikh here today, oncology doctor at the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN here today on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Doc, I've heard that there's really important issues here relating to successful treatment of breast cancer. It's early detection. Is that correct?
Yes, that's absolutely true. I mean, early detection allows for women, you know, first and foremost, to limit the extent of how much breast surgery actually has to be performed. And that, of course, improves their cosmetic outcomes and improves their quality of life, especially if they're young women. Also, additionally, early detection detects breast cancer at an early stage and thereby downstages the breast cancer. And that will also improve survival and possibly less of a need for even giving chemotherapy, which is excellent for patients.
Tell us how the Cancer Center works with the FHN Imaging Department to locate and detect potential problems, Doc.
We at the Ferguson Cancer Center, I mean, for years, we've been collaborating with the FHN Breast Imaging Department to ensure that we aggressively pursue potentially suspicious areas on a mammogram, or whether a woman feels a lump in her breast or not. This is all brought up to the attention of the Breast Imaging Department, and they follow it up with additional views digitally, adding ultrasound even, as well as breast MRI imaging if warranted. So all of this leads to earlier detection with ultrasound-guided biopsies, which are done routinely through the FHN Imaging Department.
Doc, what about risk factors? I know you docs always talk about risk factors. Give us some of the risk factors that make some women more susceptible to breast cancer.
Well, there are multiple risk factors for breast cancer, but you can really divide them into two main groups. The first group is, you know, anything that prolongs a woman's lifetime exposure to estrogen will substantially increase the risk for breast cancer. So whether they're taking certain hormonal medications, that will increase their risk. Whether they've even been pregnant, that will also increase their risk. Or if they have been pregnant, if they've had a late first pregnancy, typically over the age of 30, or if they've had their menstrual cycle start very early, or if they've had a very late menopause, or even if they have significant obesity, all of these risk factors can increase the exposure of estrogen lifelong. So that's like one main group. The second main group are patients who have a very strong family history of breast cancer. You know, the mother, the grandmother, you know, sister, you know, multiple generations have breast cancer, as well as women who actually are proven out on testing to have a genetic mutation. So that's like a separate group altogether. But I would have to say, you know, the majority of breast cancers, despite these two broad risk categories, most breast cancers, more than 90%, are sporadic. There's no family history, and the women themselves don't have a strong exposure to estrogen over a long period of time. It just sporadically happens. So I think a lot of what we hear in the media, or just in society in general, it's amplified. So a lot of most women and most people think that breast cancer is caused by strong family histories. It's not. You know, the vast majority are sporadic. It just happens. And there are a lot of theories as to why this is the case, but there's no real hard evidence that actually points to what is causing it in the majority of cases. But as far as age is concerned, the longer you live, you know, the age will always play a role in cancer development. So increasing age of a woman will always increase the lifetime risk of developing breast cancer.
Dr. Shaikh, what are the types of treatments for breast cancer that are available at the Ferguson Cancer Center right there at Freeport?
We offer the full spectrum and the latest FDA-approved treatment options, whether it's IV or oral chemotherapy, what we call targeted therapy and biological treatments. And once the FDA approval actually happens, hopefully next year, we'll also be giving immunotherapy for breast cancer as well. We give immunotherapy for many different cancers at the Ferguson Center, but for breast cancer, immunotherapy is not yet prime time, but that's something that once it's FDA approved, we'll be administering that as well. So in addition to these treatments, we also offer radiation treatment in all stages of breast cancer right at the Ferguson Cancer Center, right in the, you know, just very convenient for people in the community. We also offer clinical trial options for treatment for breast cancer as well as other cancers right at the cancer center as well. So we really strive to provide comprehensive level of care at the Ferguson Center.
What about surgery? Can patients undergo surgery right there at FHN as well?
Absolutely. And this would be performed at the hospital itself. For years, FHN has been offering definitive breast surgery with either partial breast removal of involving the tumor called lumpectomy, or removing the whole breast in its entirety called mastectomy. These are all performed once women have a biopsy-proven breast cancer. We also perform prophylactic or preventative mastectomies in patients as well who have genetic history or strong family history of breast cancer as well.
And I guess the one thing that, you know, that is, I think, surprising for a lot of people, men can get breast cancer, correct?
That is correct. I mean, I have a handful of men in my practice who have breast cancer. So men are not immune from breast cancer. And this primarily occurs in men who have a positive genetic syndrome that can increase the risk for male breast cancer. So the gene that's really implicated here is what we typically have heard, you know, in newspaper articles and on talk shows, what they call the BRCA gene. So there's a mutation that occurs in variants of this gene, which increases the risk for breast cancer for women, but also for men.
Talk about this, because this is unique to FHN, and this is important. This is big, because I know if someone gets a diagnosis or concerned about this issue immediately, FHN offers a guarantee. Tell us about this.
Right. And I haven't heard about this anywhere else, and we've been doing this for some time. So when you're diagnosed with cancer, you don't want to wait for answers. And, you know, the anxiety and the stress and the impact on a person's life is not something that you can measure. So So when you get direction immediately with an effective and comprehensive plan and approach to treat your cancer within 3 days guaranteed, this is unheard of, at least anywhere as far as I know. So you can't put a price on that. And only FHN offers such a three-day guarantee.
We've been talking to Dr. Shaikh here today from the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN Memorial Hospital. Dr. Shaikh, great visiting with you. Great information today. Great discussion. Tell us, if people would like to find out more information, how can they do that?
They can go directly to our website at www.fhn.org.
All right, Doc. Great to talk to you. Great information. Let's talk again soon, okay?
All right. Absolutely. It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
All right, Dr. Arshad Shaikh here today from the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center this morning at FHN on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today. This is The Morning Mess.